Jesus said this in Matthew 5:14. He said, "You are here to be light, bringing out the God colors in this world." God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. Be opening up to others. By doing this, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father of yours who is in heaven. This is Matthew 5:14-16 from the Message. And I love the way that Jesus speaks to us as his followers here. See, the definition of light is this. The Greek word for light in this scripture, this particular passage, is phos. P-H-O-S, phos, which means light or fire. More specifically, it means the manifestation of God's self-existent life, divine illumination to reveal and impart life through Christ. Isn't that good? That's what this word phos means. It means that this is this power, this light or this fire that gives us divine illumination to reveal and impart life through Jesus Christ. That's powerful. We see this word in Scripture many times. 70 times in the New Testament do we see the word phos. And in the Old Testament, 130 times, the same word, but it's in Hebrew, and that word also means light or fire or flame. And the Hebrew word is or. It's O-R-E, or in the Hebrew, it's O-W-R. It's or. And the way you say this word is you breathe out. It's or. So everybody say or, but breathe it out. Or. Do it again. Or. That's how it's said. You can't just say or. You have to say, or, like that, and breathe out. Now, this is very important. Remember this. In just a few minutes, I'm going to show you why God created it and designed it that way. We know that in the natural, a flame needs oxygen. How many of you know that? Flame has to have oxygen. Without oxygen, it will not stay lit. It will go out. This is why Jesus said people don't light a lamp and put it under a bowl or a basket. Instead, they put it on a light stand so it gives light to the entire house. In the same way, in the spirit, in order for us to keep light burning, we need spiritual oxygen. Amen? We have to have spiritual oxygen or else our spirit flame will go out. John 1:1-5 says this, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. This light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." Amen. Who is this light? We know that this light is Jesus. How do we know? We know that Jesus is the Word, and later in verse 14 it says that the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, his light, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father full of grace and truth. So we know that this light that came into the world, this life that was light, is Jesus himself. Jesus is the Word. Jesus is the light. When Jesus said, "You are the light of the world," he was talking to who? Who was he talking to when he said, "You are the light of the world"? Us, followers, believers. How many of you are a believer? How many of you are a follower in here today? If you're not a follower and a believer, today's your day. You hear me? If you're in this building today, or you're watching on live stream, or you're watching this recording in the future, if you're not a follower of Jesus, what better time for you to get right with Jesus? What better time for you to accept him into your life than today? He is the light of the world, and he wants to come and live inside of you. He's talking to followers. He's talking to believers. John 8:12 says, Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, "I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life." Amen. Did you hear it, Jesus? He's saying, "I'm the light of the world, so if you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness anymore. You've been in darkness for some time, but if you follow me, no more darkness because you will have the light that leads to life." Amen. This is his promise. The promise of Jesus that when we receive him, when we follow him, when we make the decision to say, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and I confess that God raised him from the dead on the third day. When we do that, Jesus comes and lives inside of us and illuminates our lives. We become the light of the world, and people are drawn to us. People are drawn to the light, not because of who we are, but because of who he is in us. They're drawn to us. So as lights of the world, we cannot put the flame, the light, under a basket or under a bowl. Jesus said, don't do that. You'll put the flame out. You are the light of the world. Get on a lampstand. Get somewhere where you can illuminate everything around you. Light up your world. And when you do that, people will be drawn to you. That doesn't mean you're perfect. That doesn't mean that you don't make any mistakes. That doesn't mean that everything goes smoothly for you and you have no trials or troubles or heartaches or pains. That doesn't mean that this COVID thing that's been happening in 2020 doesn't affect you. It just means that you shine the light of Christ through all the trials and circumstances and troubles and just life itself, how it happens, how it comes and goes. Sometimes you're in the valley, sometimes you're on the hilltop, but it doesn't matter. Just keep your light shining. Jesus promises that he will draw people to the flame. They will come. They'll be a part of it. They'll be drawn to it. They will want what they see in you. He said, you won't have to walk in darkness anymore. You know what? Neither will anyone else around you if you let the light shine. Remember one of these verses. One of the verses to the song, This Little Light of Mine. How many remember the song, This Little Light of Mine? You could probably sing it by memory from heart. But one of the verses in This Little Light of Mine says, won't let Satan blow it out. I'm going to let it. Say it again. Won't let Satan blow it out. I'm going to let it. Remember that? We used to sing it maybe in Sunday school. Maybe every once in a while you still sing it. Comes to your memory. Satan wants to deplete the spiritual oxygen to your flame and snuff out your light. That's his mission. That's his goal. That's what he came to do. That's what he desires to do. His complete mission and object in life is to destroy. Destroy your flame. Snuff it out. Blow it out. But Jesus said, you won't have to walk in darkness. When Jesus said that, and when we chose to follow Jesus, it means we have power over darkness. How many of you know when you go into a room and you flip on the light switch, darkness flees? Darkness does not overcome light. Light overcomes darkness. Why? Because that's science? No, because that's the creation of this world. That's creation of God. God designed it that way. He created it that way. He could have created it the other way, but he created light to overcome darkness. So when you shine the light of Christ through trials and circumstances, through difficulties, through happiness and sadness, when you shine the light of Christ, the darkness all around you has to flee. Everywhere you walk, darkness is fleeing from you. Come on, y'all, that's powerful. Every step you take, darkness goes, it leaves the room. It leaves your presence. Why? Because you're powerful? No, because God is powerful through you. You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Come on, look at somebody, say, you are the light of the world. So shine. Shine everywhere you go, shine. See, Satan wants to deplete this, and one of the ways that he tries to snuff out or blow out your light is fear. Fear is darkness. Fear is darkness. Look at 2 Timothy 1:7. It says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. Amen? God has not given us a spirit of fear. God has not given us a spirit of darkness. God has given us a spirit of light, power, love, and sound mind. Fear is darkness. 1 John 4:16 says, we know how much God loves us, for we have put our trust in his love. God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. Verse 18 says, such love has no fear, because perfect love expels fear. God is light. God is love. Fear cannot stand in the presence of God. Amen? It expels it. It expels fear. It expels darkness. God wants to raise up an army of light. He wants to raise up an army of light. We are the army of God. We are the light bearers of the kingdom of God. 1 Thessalonians 5:8 says this, "But let us who live in the light be clear-headed, protected by the armor of faith and love, and wearing as our helmet the confidence of salvation." Let me say that again. But let us who live in the light. Who's living in the light today? Come on. Proclaim it. Confess it. You're living in the light. Then let us who live in the light be clear-headed, protected by the armor of faith and love, wearing as our helmet the confidence of salvation. Ephesians 6:10 through 12 in the Complete Jewish Bible says this, "Finally, grow powerful in the union with the Lord, in union with his mighty strength. Use all the armor and weaponry that God provides so that you will be able to stand against the deceptive tactics of the adversary. For we are not struggling against human beings, but against rulers, authorities, and powers governing this darkness, and against the spiritual forces in the heavenly realm." You are bearing the light of Christ. You're going out into the world, and the dark spiritual forces around you are terrified that you'll let this light shine for the world to see. What Satan wants to do is to shut you up and shut you down. He wants you to be silent. He wants you to live in fear. He wants you to stay locked up in your home. He wants you to hide away somewhere and hope that the trouble passes by, hope that it vanishes, hope that it goes away. But see, we are the light of the world. And if this trouble's going to go away, it's because we are going to step out into the world and shine the light of Christ for all to see. I said this a couple of weeks ago. We are not those who shrink back. And I'm not just talking about 2020 and COVID. I know that some people can take it that way. And I'm saying, listen, I don't think I have to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. If you're at home or if you're high risk or if there's things like that in your life and you feel like that's what God is saying, stay home, then stay home. And I'm not going to judge that. I'm not judging. We're not judging. If you need to do that, do that. But here's what I'm saying. There's a lot of troubles and trials that come our way. I don't know. I've been alive 54 years and 2 months. And I know that during those 54 years and 2 months, I've had a lot of trials before COVID. How about you guys? Anybody? I've had some situations before COVID came along. I've had much worse than COVID. How about you? I've had the enemy attack me so many times in so many ways. What was he trying to do? What was he trying to do to you all those times? He's trying to snuff out your light. He's trying to blow out the flame. He's trying to get you to put it under a bowl and hide away somewhere so he can deplete the spiritual oxygen that you need. And he does that in many ways. Many times we go through trials and difficulties and situations like that, and one of the first things we want to do is retreat away somewhere. Just hide away somewhere. Just tuck our head in the sand and hope that it goes away. But that is not what we need to keep the flame burning. Amen? We need spiritual oxygen. And there's only one place you're going to get that spiritual oxygen, and that is the Word of God. Amen. Hello? Yes. You can't get it from your friends. I mean, friends are good, and iron sharpens iron and all that, and it's good to get encouraging words from people, and it's good to get prophetic words from people, and that's all good. You know I'm all about that, but that's not what you need. You need the Word of God in your life. You need the Word. Oh, come on, y'all. I didn't plan on it going this way. I planned on just a nice, tidy little message and me get off the stage and let them do this last song and get out of here. But something's happening in the spirit realm this Christmas 2020. I know. I told the band at rehearsal this morning when they were practicing, I said, this is going to be like this, and then I'm going to make this short 10-minute message, and then I'm going to quickly get off the stage, and you're going to go. And they all just kind of looked at me and went, uh-huh. Like they know me or something. But I feel God moving right now in this. This is a word for today. This is a word for those of you who are here and those of you who are watching from home or wherever you are. You need to hear this word from the Lord today. You need spiritual oxygen, and the only place to get it is the Word of God. Are you in the Word of God every day? Are you reading His Word every day? When trials come your way, is the first thing you do turn to the Word of God, open it up, and say, I need you, God, to breathe life into me. I need you to blow upon me because this flame is starting to get snuffed out. And if that's not what you're doing, then you need to do that today. I know that there are many of you going through a lot of things. How many of you going through something today, this year? How many have been, it's been a year for you, huh? Anybody? Okay, everybody else, you're good. Man, I need to talk to some of you people because you guys are amazing. You got to get in the Word. You got to get in the Word. Psalm 119, 105, a great scripture that says, Your Word, O Lord, is a lamp to my feet and a what? Light to my path. Say it again. Your word, O Lord, is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. What is a light to your path? The Word of God. It's His Word that keeps the flame burning. It's His Word that keeps the light burning. It's His Word that is the spiritual oxygen that you need today and that I need today to keep going in this world. Amen? You know that word lamp and light in that scripture is the same word that I gave to you earlier, the Hebrew word or. Say it again with me. Or. Come on, say it out loud. Or. Same word. The Hebrew word or. Your word is an or to my feet and an or to my path. Come on, it's God breathing life into you. It's breathing into you. Do you understand what's happening here? Do you know how God did this? And He's so good. In the beginning, God said, let there be or, and there was or. Do you know that when God made man, Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, God reached down, picked up a handful of dirt, and He squeezed it together, and He did what? Breathed. Life into it. He breathed life into it. You are alive today because God's breath is in you. Oh, come on, y'all. And you need the breath of God. You need the oxygen of God blowing on your life today. I need it today. So the Word of God is the oxygen that keeps your light burning. It's all you need. If you've got Jesus in your life, His light is shining, and if you want His light to continue to shine, if you want His light to continue to shine, then you stay in the Word of God. Yes. You read it day and night, night and day. You meditate on it. You, like Kim says all the time, you ruminate on it. You chew on it over and over again, and as you do that, every time something comes your way, every time the enemy tries to bring trials, you just go to the Word of God. You just bring it back up. You may not have a Bible in front of you, but you can bring the Word of God back up in your heart and in your mind if you have it hidden in your heart. Amen? So Jesus, the light of the world, came into this world so that we might have life, that we might have light. Jesus, the light of the world, came into our world on that first Christmas night, that holy night, that we might carry the light into all the world. Rejoice, for the light has come, and He is in you. Amen.